Americans have been adopting children from Vietnam as never before. More than 1,200 children from the Southeast Asian country have been adopted here in the past 18 months. But all that's about to end. Today, Vietnam announced it will not renew its adoption agreement with the United States. This decision follows U.S. accusations of pervasive corruption and baby selling in Vietnam's adoption system. To shed light on the issue, we've called Lin Song, who's executive director of the nonprofit Ethica, which advocates for ethical adoption worldwide. I know you've been following this situation very closely between the United States and Vietnam. You have been to Vietnam yourself. Have you witnessed this kind of corruption that the U.S. is accusing Vietnam of?
Yes. Unfortunately, on my last visit to Vietnam, in one of my interviews at a maternity hospital, the head OB openly admitted to having an agreement with the local orphanage and adoption agency where if he had provided 10 infants, he would be able to get an incubator in return.
Meaning babies who weren't orphans, babies who really did have parents?
Right. You have to consider in Vietnam, it's very easy to coerce women who are already in a vulnerable position. And in this situation, we were talking about ethnic minority women from the mountain areas who didn't necessarily speak the same language as the Vietnamese physicians and who were poor and didn't feel like they had an option.
What is it that causes this situation specifically in Vietnam?
The problem is the amount of international adoption money that's coming through. I mean, one of the actors that you hadn't mentioned is that of the American Adoption Agency. The prospective adoptive parents here in the U.S. hire an American adoption agency to facilitate the adoption. Now, these agencies are based here in the U.S., and they usually hire staff within countries, so whether it be Vietnam, Guatemala, Ethiopia. These facilitators in these countries are the ones who negotiate agreements with the orphanages. Now, these agreements are supposedly humanitarian agreements, but it's a known expectation that the funds being received from the adoption agencies to the orphanages is meant as an expectation for finding children for adoption.
So is it that there's not enough legislation that's guiding what they're doing?
Well, I think there's not enough legislation in guiding what they're doing. If you speak to other NGOs who work outside of adoption, corruption is well known. Paperwork can be forged, receipts can be forged. But when we talk about children, for some reason, there's that need for oversight is not as expected. Families and agencies are pulled in by photos of children, multiple children in cribs. You know, one thing that I tell the community is that my own family has adopted over generations, and Vietnam has been through so many conflicts. Adoption is not unheard of within the Vietnamese culture and community, but we look at the numbers now. I mean, we're looking at about 2,000 petitions waiting for American parents to adopt Vietnamese children. I mean, we're looking at those numbers as being comparable to those being at the height of the Vietnam War. You have to wonder where these children are coming from. But I think the larger question is, what are these children going to ask us, the ones who've actually come home here in the U.S. when they become adults? I mean, I think they'll be asking, you know, was my adoption ethical? And what part did my parents play into that?
Thanks a lot. Lin Song, Executive Director of Ethica, Inc., a nonprofit advocate for ethical adoption. Thanks again, Lin.
Thank you.